Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's 2:38. My son, Andrew, is a young black man, and he's doing all that he can. He is a great son. Right now, while I'm hosting the show here at my house in Cottage Grove, he is in with his special needs siblings, making sure that they get their homework done. When he's done with that, he's going to take a shower. When he's done with that, he's going to go to work at McDonald's in Cottage Grove. He's going to come home. He takes his bike. He's going to take a shower, and then he's going to help me out with the dishes. And then he helps me put the kids to bed. I'm a single parent, and he has really stepped into that big brother role like I could not have expected. One thing that I did not expect was for him to find a girlfriend at work so soon. And when I think about it and I start talking about it, my heart starts fluttering. And, you know, Chad and Dan and Henry Lake were all on hashtag Team Andrew, convinced me to get him a phone.
Absolutely.
And I'm tearing up talking about this, but with this girlfriend, he's been texting little girl, and so they're communicating by text, and I can't see what they're saying. So last night when he turned his phone in, because he's turned his phone in at night at 9 o'clock, he's very religious about that. He brings it right to me. And then he shows me how to put the parental locks on so that he can't use it. But I can't do it without him. So, you know, he really is the parental lock in itself. Before he put the lock on, I was going to go through it. And he said, Mom, what are you doing? I said, well, I want to see what you and your girlfriend are talking about. And he was like, Mom, that's my personal stuff. You're going through my things. I need some privacy. And I said, well, son, I'm paying a phone bill. This is my house and you're a minor. And so you don't really have any privacy here in my house. Now, when you turn 18, you can have all the privacy you want, but you know, as long as you're here, you don't get any privacy. So my question to you, 651-461-9226, text and call away, is, as a minor, does your child have a right to privacy in your house? And so I'm asking my good friend Laura from the newsroom, who always gives me amazing parenting advice and helps me to be a better mother. You know, I don't know
it
all.
So.
I don't pretend to know it all. But everything you have told me so far has been spot on. You said, Shaletta, let go. Let the boy get a job. Shaletta, let go. Let the boy get a cell phone.
Yeah.
Laura, does he have a right to privacy? Can I look through his stuff to see what he's saying? Am I being a crazy mama?
You're not going to like
I
my
just
answer.
Let it...
You're not going to like it.
Laura, I think we're out of time. Dan, play that music. Dan, where's that music?
No.
Where's
we got plenty of time.
I think
15,
it's a commercial. Is
minutes.
It the Linda's Construction
no,
Time? Check the exigent thermometer, people.
Really
Am
not.
I supposed to say something about the exigent thermometer?
You're supposed to sit and listen to Laura help you.
Dodger out. Burnsville? Maybe Dodger Burnsville. Bradshaw and Bryant. Come on now. Am I supposed to say something? Nothing? Okay.
What are you going to do next, girl? Go on a date with them? You can't.
Is that out of the question?
Don't give her that idea. Why would you give her that idea? Don't do that. Andrew's dying right now.
This is my thought. Okay, how old is he? 16 or 15?
He's only 15. He's
okay.
A baby, Laura. He's a baby.
That's okay. But he has a phone. He has friends. Some of those friends are going to be girls. He's going to start liking girls, and that's how they communicate. And you don't need mommy looking at everything they're saying to each other. I'm sorry to say that. You just got to trust him. He's a good kid. Look at all those wonderful things you just said about all that he does for you and with your household and how responsible he is. And he has a job and he's a good student. Let him be. This is how they grow up. They have to detach from mommy a little bit and not be afraid that she's going to go through their phone and look at the things he's been saying to a girl that he likes. That's my opinion. Now, other people may think other things, and you don't like hearing this, and that's okay. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that is my opinion and what I also had to learn the hard way years ago.
Did you have the urge to do that? Is it just me? Because when he brought it to me, my immediate response was, well, let me start checking it. Because, you know, when Sean and I were still married, he would turn it into his dad and his dad would, you know, put the lock on. So from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., you know, there's no phone time, you know. And so, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, if he wants to come and get it, that's fine. And so now it's my turn since Sean's not here and I'm here. He'd bring me the phone. So yesterday was my first time, like, receiving the phone. He's usually put it in his dad's box. So that's why I was tempted to kind of look, but what you're saying is he should have a little private
time.
Yes,
he should.
With his
should. Yes. Okay. He needs to learn and grow, and you know, that's part of it. That's all part of it. And he needs to be able to trust you that you're not going to be too snoopy on him.
And that's what he said, Laura. He said, Mom, can I trust you
right.
not to go through my things? And you know what I told him, Laura? I said, Son, Mama has never lied to you, and I'm not going to start now. And I gave him the mom look, and he just threw up his hands like, oh, my God, Jesus, Mama.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting to that age now where he needs to break away a little bit. And that's just natural. That's the transition that you go through in your mid-teens, especially with boys and their moms. Your little baby. I mean, I remember that feeling, too, when my little buddy who wanted to do everything with me and held my hand across the street and we would hang out and watch shows and movies and, you know, kiss them goodnight and everything. That goes away. And it's sad. But they come back to you. And mine is kind of starting that now. Now he's 19. He's going to be 20 early next year. And it's starting to happen where once they grow up a little bit and do that natural separation with mommy, they come back and they do realize how good they have it and how much they love you and that they want to show it. And this is just going to be a tough time for you, girl, when he's kind of doing his own thing. But you got to let him go. Let him go. It's okay.
I need some tips to deal with it. You're telling me let him go. And I see it. I've written it down. Let it go. You know, like Frozen.
Like
I'm going to watch Frozen tonight. Yes. I'm going to listen to Let It Go when we get off the show. But what I mean, how do I start stepping in that other direction where I'm going in one and he's going in the other and I can't even look back and grab him and bring him with me?
You just do. You just do it. And it does feel weird at first. It really does. Like, I will never forget the day where I was all excited because I had a day off of work and I was going to take my little guy to the Como Zoo. We were just going to go have a fun day bumming around the zoo, which we loved to do when he was little. Mm-hmm. And by now, I think he was probably about maybe 13 or 14. And I came home. I think actually I worked the early morning shift. So I was out of here by like 10 or 11 in the morning.
Oh, good time to go to the zoo.
Yep. And it was a day off of school and we were going to the zoo. So I was really excited to get home and say, okay, get dressed. Let's go. We're going to the zoo. It's going to be great. And when I brought it up and said, let's go to the zoo. We have the whole day. We can go out for lunch and just have a really fun time. And he didn't want to go. And that was when it hit me like, what? Like, how can he not want to go to the zoo with me? That's what we do. And I will never forget that. And that was kind of signaling that it was the beginning of pulling away from mommy a little bit. And they have to do that. You don't want him clinging to you when you're, you know.
Yeah, when he's 30. I don't want him around here when he's 8. In fact, at 18, we're having a graduation party and a rent party on the same day. 1801, I want you out of here, buddy.
There you go.
I want you out of here.
Yep. You can do it. It's okay.
Okay.
You raised him well. He's going to be fine, and you just got to trust him.
Oh, girl, that's just so, because I'm one of those people, Laura, you know, I don't trust the system. That's why we get in news. We get in news because we don't trust the system. We want to ask questions. We want to find out what's going on. You know, I'm an assignments editor by trade. I want to know what happened and how it happened and who it happened to.
Right?
I got to turn all of that off. I can't even like put it on a slow simmer. I got to just turn the whole aisle off and walk away from the stove.
You do. You can always say to him, you know, just remind him gently, like, this is what I used to do. I used to remind my kid, hey, you know, I know what it's like being your age, and sometimes it's not that easy. So if there's ever anything you want to talk about, you know, we can talk anytime. You just bring it up. And what I used to do was encourage him to come along on dog walks with me. And that kind of became our special time where I wouldn't, you know, give him the third degree and pepper him with questions the whole time. But that's when he felt comfortable maybe telling me stuff or opening up a little bit, because we had the dog with us, and it wasn't like a sit-down family meeting, have to look at each other in the eyes and tell me about your experience and your day. It was more casual. So if you can do it in kind of a casual way, he might be more willing to talk.
Girl, don't say dog, because Blois Olson will have a puppet in my mailbox by the end of the show. Please,
you should get
don't
a
say
dog.
Dog.
You need a dog, Shaletta.
Girl, oh my yes. God. First of all, I just got the phone. Okay, give me a minute. Now you want me to let my son go, and then you want me to bring a dog up in here. Laura.
I think your friend Corey could probably set you up with a dog easily.
You know, he got dogs on his show. Andrew's peeking around the corner getting ready for McDonald's like, please, somebody talk to her, please. Thank you, Auntie Laura. Thank you.
You have a good time. You're fine. Don't worry.
All right, girl. Thank you. Okay. I love you. I appreciate it. All right. We want to know what you think. 651-461-9226. Laura's weighed in. Y'all know where I stand. Does your child have a right to privacy when they're living in your house? I want to hear from you next. I'm trying to keep my head to the sky, but it is hard thinking about my little boy growing up. My gosh. Okay, it's your Lindis Construction Time Check. It's 2:54. Time to protect your home against clogged gutters. Laura's talking me down off a ledge. Dan Cook has his opinion. Does your child have a right to privacy when they are living in your home? Donna in Champlin called, and she is weighing in. What's up, Donna?
Hello.
Hey, lady, what do you think? Does he have a right to privacy?
Yes, he does. I raised two boys, and now I have grandchildren. But I can tell you, they absolutely need privacy. And how can you say you don't want to give him any privacy now, but at 18 you want him out of the door? I mean, how is he going to be prepared for that?
Yeah.
I don't think he needs to be... Yes, he needs privacy, Shaletta.
You're right. I know, girl. It's a double standard. I know I'm not right, girl. That's just how I've been living my life. I've been living in a double standard. I want him to be my baby, but I want him to be a man. It's so hard to just let him go, Donna.
Oh, it is. It is. I can empathize completely. I loved spending time with my boys. But it is. It is. Things change and evolve, and we just have to go with it. Otherwise, resentment builds up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's upset right now. Thank you for calling, Donna in Champlin. All right, Dan Cook, I know you don't have kids, but you did not weigh in. Does Andrew have a right to privacy?
Part of the problem here is this whole term right to privacy, right? Because that implies...
I'm trying to make it sound constitutionality
or something.
Right.
The bottom line is, the bottom line is you pay for the phone. As long as you pay for the phone, you have certain rights to it, right? Now, the move to me, and again, not a parent, but the move to me is to sit Andrew down and say, look, Andrew, you're a good kid. You do this, you do that, you help me out, you're a good kid. So I am going to trust you here. Keep your nose clean. Don't give me any reason not to trust you, because understand, I do pay for the phone. And so I can look at this phone anytime I want to look at this phone. I'm not going to. I'm going to trust that you're a good kid and that you're doing the right things. But I need you to keep doing that. And so just put the fear that you could possibly at some point do this and let that do the work that you really want done. Mm-hmm. And then, trust the kid and let him do his thing.
And I am a very fearful person. I mean, you can ask my coworkers. Most people are pretty afraid. So what do we get some textures?
You got a bunch of text messages.
Oh, really? What do they say? Anybody on my side?
How about faith and trust in your kids? It does work.
Yeah.
Another texture says, I think the best way to guarantee that your kids will misbehave is to treat them like you don't trust them. Stop snooping unless you have a real good reason to.
I don't. I really don't.
Now, there's another texture that completely disagrees. It says, you are spot on monitoring your son's messages. Don't listen to anyone else. If more parents were like you, we'd have less trouble with social media. Keep it up.
Can I get that person's personal information?
Mm-hmm. You could. Shaletta, listen to your own words. You just spent 2 minutes describing what a fine young man he is. Give him a chance to continue to be a fine young man. Shaletta, you're a good mom and you raised a good boy. Trust him.
Okay.
Shaletta, gosh, I adore you. Let Andrew have the chance to make mistakes or not. Our kids are not ours to keep. If you want a boy that goes hog wild crazy after he leaves your home, extend the rope a bit. Joe and Hopkins says that.
Nobody else is talking about a dog except Laura, though, right? Nobody else is saying.
Nobody else has said
dog.
I mean, you should get your kid a dog. I mean, you know, you should. He deserves it. He's earned it. You should do that. But
yeah.
But no, none of the texters specifically nobody mentioned the dog.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure Blois wasn't weighing in because you know that's his.
He has not called in yet. I mean, we can put out the bat signal.
Okay.
If you
please,
want.
No, because he's the one who told my kids at Christmas time to look in the mailbox, and I was gonna have a dog there, and they've been looking in there ever since. I tell you what, I have had a great time here with you, Dan Cook, Miss Laura, Dr. Mays, Charles Harmon, Jordan Fisher. Thank you all so much for being here with me on the Chad Harmon Show. Paul and Jordana are up next. You guys enjoy the sunshine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.